Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and by telephone today we have Mark Phillips. He's the commissioner of the IRRB, and welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning.
What's, you know, the latest and greatest from IRRB?
We struggle with the same problems all of rural Minnesota has, you know, workforce challenges, broadband challenges, child care challenges, so we can build our workforce. So we have very similar issues going on in our area. Right now, we seem to have pretty robust employment in the mining industry, and that spills over. For about every miner, there's about three other employees that work in support systems, like vendors for the industry, things like that. So when everybody's operating on all cylinders, it's really our economy tends to be pretty robust at those points in time.
And the IRRB is actually funded by those mining organizations, correct?
Correct. A small percentage of the taxes paid on taconite. So there was a taconite amendment in 1964 where the state agreed that the taconite processors would not pay local property taxes. They would pay a production tax in lieu of. So it would go up and down with production, rather than being levied against the valuation of their property. So the distributions of those taxes are to the same places your property taxes go to, but it's by formula. And then the residuals from those taxes flow back to this agency in different ways to do economic development. The term in the statute is develop the remaining resources, because we're expending a non-renewable resource with our minerals.
So it's interesting juxtaposition here, because we were talking to the president of the Minnesota Farm Bureau, and he was talking about how these tariffs were terrible news for farmers. But I would think that actually the tariffs may be not such bad news for the folks in the iron ore business.
At least in the short run, they've been good. There have been some announcements in the steel industry of reopening some plants. U.S. Steel is opening their Granite City blast furnace, which is fed by pellets from northeastern Minnesota. So, yeah, in the short run, you know, the concerns locally were more around illegal dumping of steel, not necessarily fair competition. So the issue up here was mostly unfair competition.
Is there any particular bad player in that realm of the steel dumping?
Well, at least the media portrays China for being the bad actor, but I think there's a number of them. The U.S. has trade laws that prevent this, but they take years and are very tough to prosecute. So I know there's been a move afoot to, you know, to toughen and make it easier to file these trade cases. And that was beginning to happen towards the end of the Obama administration. That in itself provided some relief.
Well, really great to talk to you, Mark, and thanks so much for your time and your wisdom.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Mark Phillips is the commissioner of the IRRB, and this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.